When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
I didn't get to bring Manus any organic candy today. Now it's stuffing its little face.
No, you know what?
You chemicals.
I'm quite actually kind of upset with you. No, I don't. It's just you used to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When we were on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Remember late at night and after the show when we'd be on the bus and everybody gone to bed and you and I would sit up and shoot the shit and we'd have our little ice cream. And then sometimes
do a couple lines of blow.
Yeah, that was a.
Hit the pipe.
And then you always had that special drawer with like organic chocolate in it and peanut butter things.
I did have a candy drawer.
The candy drawer. And a just when you'd allow yourself a little treat and then you let me have one of your treats. And you've been off sugar for so long now.
2 years now.
2 years. And it just, I find it disturbing and I feel like it's really affected our friendship. Because I don't have one. It's like, I get it now. I get it when people.
Become sober?
Well, yeah, you lose your comrade. And now you don't even eat turkey? Like,
the kids.
My God.
That's because I don't eat turkey because we have so many freaking chickens and ducks.
No, I know. But just, it's like every time more and more stuff. And it's just, I'm just going to have another M&M. It's just the weirdest thing.
You know what it is? For me, sugar was my addiction.
Yeah.
I loved it and it started to scare me how much I loved it. That's when I was like, "Oh my God, like I'm addicted to this." And even though I was able to keep myself fit, I didn't love that, you know, I didn't like the power it had over me. So when, you know, you got through 1 month, you get through another month, you get through another month, and it does get better. Don't get me wrong. There are times where I'm like, oh God, I wish I could have that. And I have like weird little moments where like I had a scone the other day. It didn't have chocolate chips or in it or anything, but I had a scone. I had a graham cracker.
And what does that feel like in your body?
Nothing, because I eat carbs, which turn into sugar. I eat bread and pasta all the time.
Right, okay.
But I'm not addicted to that flavor. So biochemically, I still am getting a massive insulin response from a plate of pasta. You know, but psychologically, I don't feel addicted. You know, and I'll do things. I still notice that I like Heidi made cornbread. And at first, I wasn't going to eat it, right? But she made it, and I felt bad not eating it. And I was like, you know, she cooked this whole meal for me. Like, it was a surprise, and she made cornbread with this vegetarian chili. So I ate it, and I was like, this is good. And then I had it for breakfast the next morning. And then I had it for after dinner last night, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. And it just...
And isn't like, that it, something?
I'm like, okay, it's not an ice cream sundae. Okay, it's not a, you know, but it's just like... I just don't like the power that it has over me. And in truth, I mean, we're really starting to see, and again, my old editor, who I love more than anything, who's now an agent, and I called her and I was like, you know, Heather, I'm looking at my next three books and what I want to write about. And, you know, I was like, one is like the Fountain of Youth book. It's like, anti-aging and really looking at like the telomeres of our cells and the organs in our body that are truly responsible for, whatever. And she's like, I've also had this idea, you know, because we look at like these ketogenic low carb diets and she's like, but they're always paleo. She's like, what about a vegetarian diet? And I said, you know, here's the problem. I'm like, I get it. And I think it will go crazy. I'm like, well, you need a doctor to do it, because the problem with me is I've tried to be vegan a million times and I just can't get behind it.
Yeah.
You know, I do, as we all know, I do meat occasionally, and I get anemic. I've done a lot of homework on it, and all the vegans can go crazy and get rageful, but the reality is I do believe we're omnivores. I've spoken to many doctors and many registered dietitians. I do know that there are doctors out there who advocate it. I think it's different on men than it is on women, for obvious reasons, and I just physically can't do it. I feel terrible. I get sick. I look like crap. I get anemic. So I do beef, like, it's been once a month now, but I had a filet on Christmas. Oh, no, sorry, not Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't think... Oh, we have these grass-fed hot dogs. But I know, grass-fed beef hot dogs. But I don't really eat, you know, and then some seafood. But I just don't... So she wanted me to do that book, and I was like, I can't, you know, I can't,
yeah.
I can't advocate being ketogenic, and I can't advocate being a vegan, because I just can't. I've said, you know, now with that said, there's a lot of research that's out there that we all know about insulin levels, right? And so lots of sugar and lots of simple carbohydrates are going to spike those insulin levels. Now, if you're an athlete, you're going to use that sugar. You're going to put it to work. If you're not, and you're eating all that crap when you're sitting at your desk, it's going to do a hell of a lot of damage. And, you know, this is where, you know, they're linking the heart disease to the blood sugar, the cancer now to blood sugar. They're starting to see all of these effects of crazy insulin levels from crazy levels of blood sugar. But if you're an athlete, then you're going to eat that plate of pasta and you're going to run for 6 miles.
Yeah.
So it's you can't apply, it's not a one size fits all. But for me, you know, to be at home, and I also don't get to the gym as much as I'd like, you know what I mean? And I have to manage my health with my diet, and to be like, oh, now I'm going to eat that ice cream and every night. Mm.
I know. No, and you know what? I'm completely projecting my own frustration on and blaming you for it.
Which you're entitled to.
Because
I think it's a great quality. I do it all the time.
Because I am more sedentary because of my job. I'm not hiking all the time, and in that weight when it came on, it's like, wow, I can't get rid of this. I'm having a really hard time, and
I could get it off of you. A month,
but it's amazing how
it
sits, right? It's
I can get it right off you. 1 month. I don't know why people think they can't. And then I look right at the issue and I'm like, do this, done. Shay, another perfect example. Oh my God, the Biggest Loser's metabolism is destroyed. Oh God, they're all way heavy again. I'm like, watch how simple this is going to be. Again, note the word I say, simple, not easy. I'm like, eat this many calories. Here's Body Revolution. Do it. She's 75 pounds down now.
Wow. Is she really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I didn't say it was easy, you know, but I tried to look at like what she was going through, and I was like, look, we're going to take this way more gradually, and I'm going to give you something that you're not going to dream about food. You're not going to think about food because you're going to eat food. I'm going to lift this noose from around your neck and just say, do me a favor, avoid the chemicals as often as you can, but you can eat 2,000 calories of for the most part, whatever you want. Don't, you know, go for the organic ice cream, not the crap, you know. Go for the organic. There's great, clean sugar out there. Make brownies at home with real butter, real sugar, real flour, and so on. And, I mean, you know, I could take that off of you in a month.
But I think that...
How much you want to bet?
No, when you say something, I believe it. But I think what...
I literally will give you two DVDs, a little regimen, so it will take you 4 half-hour a week, put you on a little meal plan, and done. Finito. Off.
But I do believe the most important thing you said here is the fact you are the first to admit when something in your life begins to have power over you. And I think that is really powerful. And we've had this conversation about booze too. You know, it's like,
dude, one drink a week is all I get.
Yeah. So it's
one a week,
but you check in with yourself and that's the difference is that you can go, okay, this is, I want to be in charge here. Not yeah. that. So the fact that sugar, I think that's, you know, that's something to wrap your head around for.
Oh no. Yeah, no. I like to be, whenever something presents, I have a unique trait that when something presents itself to me as seeming bigger than me or more powerful than me or something I'm afraid of, then I'm like, oh, I will no. I will beat this thing. And
be it people too.
Oh my God. Yeah. I try to teach. Oh my God, Janice. I keep trying to teach this to Lou because her little spirit, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world, man. And it's very interesting who I surround myself with for the most part. You, my mom, Heidi, my daughter, my brother are all the same personality type.
Really?
And then there's me, right? Even Giancarlo, even though he seems like he's this big, strong, oh my God, he hates conflict. He hates it.
Yeah.
He hates it. He can't do it. Which, by the way, he's the consummate diplomat. You know, but he's the ultimate good guy. Like, people want to work with him. But we had a partner recently who was just jerking us around and treating us like crap, and Giancarlo just could not, you know. And I finally got to a point where I was like, oh my God, enough. Enough. I call your bluff. Enough. I know what you're doing. I know the bullshit games you're playing. I'm not doing this anymore. Don't talk to my assistant like this. Enough is enough. And you know what happened? The guy did a total, did he not, Nicole? He did a total 180.
Mm-hmm.
And we got along great the rest of the day. Because I think he respected me.
Because you set up a boundary. Was it a boundary?
I think he respected me. I think he was like, and I did my job. I went in. I kicked ass. I did my job. I care about the job. I care about the product.
I think they just saw more of an eye to eye because he's not used to having someone call him out, because Giancarlo is very good at just smoothing things over.
Yes.
As opposed to fixing things.
Okay.
He can't, because sometimes fixing things requires a fight. And it requires a fight. And, you know, I mean, and Heidi, it's very interesting in the, God, we're just going way off piste here, but I just, how did I even get into
about having something having power over you.
Yeah, and I just, I don't know, I can't, like with Lou, I'm like, baby, and it scares me. And it was like this huge issue with Heidi because her brother, right, he's just, Phoenix is like me. And Phoenix is aggressive. Phoenix is a young boy who's out of control aggressive. He'll push Heidi too far. He'll push Lou too far. And they don't set boundaries. And so I'm constantly and I'm not always there. You know, I can't do it all the time. And Lou walks in the house the other day and her nose is bleeding. Oh. And the first thing she does is just start crying. Right. Every time. And he sees that in her and he's like a moth to a flame. He constantly, and Janice, we've put him in timeout. We've taken his treats. We've taken his TV. We've put him to bed early. We've tried everything and he keeps doing it. And like Lou will have bullies at school and she just can't assert herself. And I finally looked at her and I was like, Mama, after I saw her nose was bleeding. And of course, you know, we did the whole, this is gone for a week. That's gone for a week. You know, this is unacceptable, blah, blah, blah. I finally looked at her and I said, you have my permission. Knock the crap out of him. And she's like, I don't want anyone. I said, I hear you, and I don't want you to. But, I mean, Janice, it's crazy. It just will not stop. And we've threatened him with everything. He doesn't seem to care. And I can't, you know, my only alternative, I can't take my son upstairs and hit him. I can't do that. That's not an option, right? I can't be like, if you hit your sister again, I'm going to knock you into next week, which a lot of my men friends will tell me stories about how their father gave him that man strength, you know, that like, God, my friend Brock told me how his dad picked him up by the shoulders. Mind you, it's the 70s and the 80s, right? Look, huge father, picked him up, scrunched him by the shoulders and was like, don't ever do that again. And he was like, you know, and Giancarlo had the same experience with his dad. We grabbed him by the throat, threw him into the wall, and was like, if you speak to your mother like that again, I will end you. And they all remember that moment. Even my brother remembers that moment with my dad where, you know, Phoenix is like, oh, don't do this. Oh, don't do that. Oh, don't do this. And my brother looked at me and he goes, I used to do that. Dad almost broke my hand. I would never break his hand, obviously, but, you know, my dad's a nut job. But my dad grabbed his hand and just started squeezing. And my brother was like, I never did it again. Well, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. It's not the 70s, nor do I have the desire to get physically abusive with my child. But I do think there comes a time where I'm like, this, enough. You. I'm like, you know what? This is life, honey. I'm like, there are bullies in the world. Your brother's a bully. And you're going to learn. And I said, baby, I want to protect you. I'm doing my best, but I'm not outside with you guys when you're playing. And he just busted you in the face. And I'm like, you have my permission. Take him out. You take him out once, it will never happen again. And she's like, Mommy says, and Heidi's like, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I pulled Heidi aside and I was like, I love you. You know that, right? I'm like, and you and I make a great team because the calmer head prevails. You get a lot of flies or whatever with honey. But at the end of the day, when someone has to do our fighting around here, it ain't you. It's me. I'm the hammer. And I said, I'm not going to rely on, I don't want my daughter to be in a position where she needs to rely on someone else to be the hammer. Yeah. I'm like, I love you, but no. And Heidi was like in tears and she's like, you're right. And it's because every time when she was a kid, she would try to voice her opinion or try to speak up. She would get, you know, stuffed down. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. And I was like, and mind you, and I admit, you know, that I am too afraid for my own issues. Right. And I'm trying to learn how to handle it because Lou being helpless makes me feel helpless,
sure.
Which is I hate to feel that way. So we're trying to find this way forward. But it's fascinating to me how I always end up with people like you guys. I think there's a natural blend there because it's like it's a good yin and a yang.
Yeah.
But I can't trust per se that my daughter will end up with someone like me. And by the way, I don't know that I want her. I don't know that I would wish that on her.
Oh, come on.
So I'd like for her to be, you know, able to, but yeah. I just don't know. You got to stand up to a bully, dude. You cannot. You got to stand up to a bully. Always. And then they won't bully you.
All right. Now I'm not going to be mad at you that you're not eating sugar anymore.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, I'm going to do a little bashing. I don't do this often. I really try to avoid doing this. But this kind of stuff really pisses me off.
You can tell when Jill starts.
It really, really makes me upset. And so Nicole found this article and it said the worst fitness trends of 2016. And I was like, oh yeah, let me see it. And I start reading it and one of them is wearable technology. And I was like, well, wait, why? And it says it's because people think that that allows them to lose weight and they don't know how to use it. And I was like, well, that's not true. That's actually, I find that to be pretty beneficial. People.
You mean monitors? And
yeah,
things?
But like, for example, like with the new app, the new JM app, at first with the Apple Watch, I was like, I don't get the Apple Watch. Why? You have your phone. Why would you want the Apple Watch? And then I was like, oh my God, can we stream my workouts to the watch? Because then you don't need to look at your phone. You can have it on your wrist. And you look, workout, look, workout, look, workout, no phone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I was like, that's really cool. But I didn't really get that one. That one, I was like, I don't get that. Who doesn't know that you got to work out? Like, it's a tracker. It's motivation. It's information. Knowledge is power. So I wasn't on board with that. Waist training. Listen to this. I didn't even know this was a thing, okay? Because it's so stupid. Waist training picked up momentum. And this is from something called medicaldaily.com. Waist training picked up momentum in 2016 when celebrities like Kim Kardashian claimed waist training contraptions were responsible for her voluptuous physique. And so she did a post, and you know you have to disclose that it's an ad, right? They make you say hashtag ad. So she goes, hashtag ad, I'm really obsessed with waist training. Thank you, Prima Donna 87, for my new waist shapers. Hashtag what's a waist. And I mean, waist. How many people do you think fell for that? I'm just curious.
Waist is in W-A-I-S-T.
Yeah, it's like a corset.
Oh, for God's
sake. I mean, and that's, okay, the Kardashian brand, quite honestly, is anything and everything, right? There is no, the Kardashian brand is not, like, they don't have, most brands have a message. Oh, Jake just pulled it up.
My friend posted that today.
What does it say? What did it say?
It says, LOL, WTF, my mom is making me wear a waist trainer.
Does it say ad? Did she get paid?
No. Oh, okay. It's my friend Bianca.
Okay. So, okay, and how old is that kid?
She's 23 or 4.
Who's the perfect 24. Person that would buy this off of a Kim Kardashian post.
Is that who her demo is?
Well, think about her little sister looks just like her. Oh, my God.
Kendall?
Not Kendall, actually. Kylie. I think Kendall's really pretty, and she doesn't look like she's done anything to herself. She doesn't look like she's injected anything. Not that, again, look, I'm one to talk. I had my nose done, but I mean, you know, I personally would not want my 17-year-old doing a host of surgical procedures that, you know, who knows what that's going to look like when she's 40.
Oh, for sure.
But anyway, that's not the point. The point is just, you know, look, the Kardashians don't have, their brand is that they can do, they just throw anything against the wall and see what sticks. They can do whatever. That's their brand. They don't care. Right? I mean, whether it's, I remember Kim Kardashian was on the Tonight Show before I was on the Tonight Show one night. And she said, you can eat Oreo cookies and take my fat burner and lose weight. And then I got in trouble.
How do you come on after that?
I got in trouble from the company, because I was on for Biggest Loser, right? From the company that does my fat burners. And they're like, look what Kim Kardashian did. Why didn't you say that? I'm like, because it's not the truth. I've been very transparent about them. You work out, you eat right. It's like a pre-workout. It gives you an extra kick. It helps you get a little extra edge. That's the truth. I mean, exercise nutrition brand. But like, and I remember seeing that going, I guess she can do that. She's Kim Kardashian. There's no backlash to that, right?
Yeah.
But what makes me mad is I'm just like, girl, like, I get it. But, you know, there are young girls that want to be like that. So, you know, they look at her and they're like, oh, she's married to a rap star. And, you know, she did a sex tape and look at how it's paid off. She's rich and married to a rap star. And it's like, no, usually it pays off in disaster.
Yeah.
This was lucky. Normally you're a shell of a person. And I kind of just think like you have so much money. Like how really? And then there was a Skechers ad, I think, that she had done for like tone up shoes. Years ago. And you know how I know? Because I was working with K-Swiss and I was in a Super Bowl ad for GoDaddy, I think, at the time.
Oh, I remember that.
And she was in there for the tone-up shoes that supposedly toned your butt just by walking, right? Like, better, like some... And by the way, that's another trend that they go after. I didn't even know those things were still around. Oh, toning shoes.
Rocking things.
Do you know like how many companies... Skechers got sued for that, by the way. They had a class action lawsuit against them for that.
I remember I had fit flops.
Yeah, complete bull. Complete baloney. But it's just like, I mean, I don't know. It's like if the product's bad, I get it. You know, like Chobani came to me and asked us to do a Super Bowl ad. It's not a Super Bowl ad. A Super Bowl post. A post for Super Bowl, right? Chobani is the Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, let me see the dip. Read the ingredients. And I was like, okay, sure. And it says ad, but I'm like, it's a clean product.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Sure. I can't tell you how many offers we get to do other things and we pass on all day long. And I don't know. Just you got to really come on. Think. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. So like this corset thing, complete bull. Don't waste your money or your time. Kim Kardashian's body looks like that because she's been surgically altered. Go back and look. And I'm not judging her. As I said, I've had my nose done. But I'm saying like, be transparent. It's okay, but be honest.
Yeah.
You have a rib removed. You have gluteal implants. It's fine. But like, oh, no, I haven't. Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Girl, I mean, all I have to do is pull up a picture of you from 2008. Here's your body pre, here's your body now. Like, and that's fine, but don't turn around and like say, oh, I had $100,000 worth of plastic surgery, but really, you buy this corset.
And you're going to look like me.
Yeah, don't, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that part bums my flow. Like, I have nothing against the Kardashians. They've built a great brand. I think that Kris Jenner lady is, wow, she's smart. That's all I'm going to say. Like, you can think whatever you want of her, but you cannot deny she is a very intelligent lady. She is a savvy, savvy, savvy lady. And, I mean, I'm not going to say she's right, wrong, good, bad, or whatever. She's smart. But I just think if you've got how I've gotten to this point in my career where I'm like, how much money do you need?
Yeah.
How much do you need? Like, I look at Donald Trump. I know. We're going to start a war. But I'm just saying, here's a guy that is, come on. I don't believe in global warming. Yes, you do. You do. He's smart. He's really smart. Of course he does.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Of course he does. But he didn't divulge his taxes because you'll see all like the people from the Dakota Pipeline, they contributed to his campaign. He's invested in all kinds of things that affect the environment. So it's like, well... And he's telling people he's going to free up jobs, but, you know, if you're, I don't believe in it, so, you know, I'm going to bring back all these jobs that are bad for the environment. He does, too, believe in it. You know he does. He's not stupid. It's science. And I kind of get to this point where I'm like, oh, my God, man. And, like, all the, you know, all the foreign interests, and now he's, like, telling foreign leaders to remove the wind farm from his golf course, and as president he can because it blocks the view of his golf course in Scotland, and I was just like, I'm like, you're a billionaire. Go cure malaria like Bill Gates. Save the world. Why are you destroying the planet for more money? And you know what breaks my heart about Trump, I'm going to be honest, is that this guy is... Whether he's, I believe he's unstable. I don't think he's mentally well. But with that said, he is a genius businessman. He is. He's a genius. If you've ever read The Art of the Deal, he's a brilliant negotiator. And you know something? I wonder, and I can see where all these people that are like, you know what? You have the luxury of worrying about, you know, racism and this and that and the other. I can't feed my family and the system isn't working for me. I get it. I get it. And I wish to God that had Trump not talked with his hate speech and all that stuff and gotten Steve Bannon in there and this and that and the other, that I would like to see where this whole financial thing goes. I think he's a genius, but I look at these people. I'm like, how much money do you need? Yeah. How much? I've gotten to the point in my career where I'm like, I'm fine. I don't need more than I have. I'm fine. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not going to gouge the crap out of people, you know.
But isn't it more that's when it becomes an obsession? The Kardashians can't stop their momentum because
advertise that she's richer than God.
But how do you stop the moment? If you stop the momentum, I don't know what happens.
Something else.
No,
I'm sure Chobani would love to have Kim Kardashian talk about their yogurt. Yeah. More than me. Well, I mean, this is my area, but nevertheless. I mean, I don't know. You don't need to. You don't. When is it enough money? When do you have enough that you turn around and you're like, you know, luckily I'm in a place where I don't need to sell my soul. I don't need to. Yeah. I'm fortunate enough. I now have the luxury to do those things. I don't need to drive a gas-guzzling car. I can afford, you know, solar panels on my roof. Like, when you, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, that's crap. Don't buy that waste thing. And meal replacements, total bull. Just count calories and eat real food. Like, if you want to have a smoothie as your breakfast, fine. But like those fake food meal replacement packaged process crap, no. I thought these things were things of like the freaking 80s. I thought they were dinosaurs, but we're starting to see all this 80s stuff come back. Ketogenic diets and fake waist trainers and meal replacement processed foods. It's bizarre.
I wonder what that is.
I personally think part of it is the backlash to CrossFit. And I think that CrossFit, like in the aesthetic, if you notice, you watched CrossFit and CrossFit was like... The girls were just extremely muscular, right? And now when I'm looking at what's cropping up, the girls are extremely skinny and kind of like, you know, they take that Instagram pic of like the with one foot on the toe. Do you know what I'm talking about? That silly pose. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole. I just.
One foot on the toe.
They do this pose. They get in that. Nicole's going to do it. They look in the mirror. They put the phone in front of their face. And then they do one foot, the ball of their foot, like balance on their toe. And then they stick their hip out.
So they like have curves. So
right. It's like this. And it's like the super skinny, like 1980s running short. I think it's a CrossFit backlash. I really do.
Wow.
I really think
they pop the booty.
And like they're really thin. Super thin. Like 1980s, like it's
Yeah.
Like thin.
God, we're so cyclical.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
And it's like we go through these and then like we went from like being really voluptuous and curvaceous, then we're super CrossFit musculared out. Yeah. Now we're super skinny and I'm like, why does people aren't their body types aren't going to change? They're not. You're not going to make yourself voluptuous without surgery if you're not voluptuous. Yeah. You're not going to make yourself a stick ever unless you're a stick. Yeah, you can put on muscle. That's possible. I don't know. You got to just be so careful, man. Like, make the most out of your body. And that's the key.
Nicole, could you teach us all how to do that pose now?
Can you believe that? So, makes me so irritated.
Let's do one.
Irritates the hell out of me.
I know. Oh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Want to hack your job?
When did you get into this hacking thing?
You got me onto it.
Hacking.
You got me into it when you started doing travel hacks and food hacks. And I went, wow, that's kind of a trip.
A trip.
How you can hack it. I never even heard of it before. And then you started doing the hack. And I went, you know what? I'm going to find some hacks too.
Well, mine was reasons that you should skip, you know, when you need to skip your workout.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, but, okay, no, go ahead.
No, I want to hear your
workout. No, I want to hear yours.
No, because you know what? Because people are going to want to hear yours more than mine. And if I do mine, they're just going to go, why doesn't that Janice shut up?
Well, we could try to...
You do yours, and then I'll do mine.
All right.
Mine might show up in a different hemisphere.
Huh?
You do yours, because yours is interesting.
How's it going to show up in a different hemisphere?
You know, because you know how we record...
Like another universe. Or another podcast.
Probably another podcast.
How are you going to do that?
This is Kay. And this is, what's it called again?
Well, reasons when to skip your workout.
Oh, reasons? Okay, I'm ready for you. Reasons
oh, all right. Are you ready?
To skip. I'm interested in this because I've skipped quite a bit lately, as you can see by my...
Well, the first one is if you're coughing or wheezing. And we know that you wheeze.
No, yeah, definitely. You know what? Exactly. You know what? Get your ass out of here. I don't want your snot and your cough and your manky hands on machines. Get out or dumbbells.
Wheezy, wheezy. No, no,
oh,
no.
God.
They sort of say anything neck down. No, no, no.
Absolutely.
And remember, when you're sick, you need rest. It's not the time.
You know what?
Mm-mm.
It's like that whole, it's another section, that's another thing I was going to do about how, but it's mostly women who are, you know, trained through our whole lives to work through when you're sick.
And no. Uh-uh. Mm. And then another one, if you're compromising your sleep. So if, for example, you are going to get less than 6 hours.
Don't go. Sleep in.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah. Yeah, I've gone, you know, I've gone at night after work to work out, and what a waste. What a complete waste of time. I'm too tired. I lie on the mat, and sometimes I fall asleep on the mat.
It goes night-night.
Yeah, it makes me so angry.
If you have a fever.
Well, isn't that the same as the first one?
No, it's not, Manus. You can have a chest cold and not have a fever. Very different. Right, Jake?
Yeah, you still got your manky hands and your snot all
over
the thing.
No, but it's about...
Fever's contagious. Well, it means you're contagious.
Well, not only that, you don't want to elevate your body temperature more. If you have a fever, your body temperature is already elevated.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
Okay, your muscles still hurt, which many people probably would say. Oh, you know,
people
I can't
love
go to the gym. But, you know, don't train the same muscle group. That's sort of my answer on that one.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes people just go anyway, even when they hurt. And I know I've heard
you
give advice.
Train a different muscle group or take a cardio day.
Okay, so if you're hurting, if you're
battling fatigue, if you're exhausted, like sometimes I get these, like Shay and I have been going kind of back and forth. He was on our show. Did you just yawn?
A little one. It was an inside one. But it just because I was trying to get...
Did you see?
Let's split the coffee, Janice.
Did you see what she did?
I do something like this.
Did you see?
You know why? Because you were talking about don't go when you're fatigued. And when you mentioned...
Did you see what she did, Jake?
When you mentioned that...
Because your segment's so much better.
Okay, you've been going back and forth with Shay.
And sometimes she's run down. And then I'll say, take a few days off. And then she feels better. She goes back to the gym.
With a new aplomb.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since you're so fatigued with my segment.
That's it? That was the end of your segment?
Well, I've been discouraged.
No, you know what? Now you're throwing some shade.
No.
That's the term.
No, let's hear yours.
Throw some shade on
me. Let's hear yours.
Okay.
Good.
All right, then.
Good.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
This is called The Cheat Code. This guy wrote this book.
Okay.
And it's 9 ways to get ahead in the workplace. 9 ways to get ahead in the workplace.
Go.
It's called job hacking. All right.
Yes.
Go balls to the wall, but only when it counts.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? So like he says, this guy named, what's his name? Brian Wong. He says, you go all out when it's really important. You conserve energy for the other times. Kind of like your, workout thing you just did. Right? You go when you... Okay, not really at all. I'm just trying to combine the two.
So he phones it in the rest of the time?
Not really phones it in.
Until he's about to get fired. Then he goes balls to the wall. Fire Brian Wong. Next one? Nicole knows I'd fire him.
Okay.
What night, Nicole?
In a heartbeat, and then I would take over his job.
Yeah, that keeps happening.
Email.
Yeah.
On weekends. Okay, this is what he says. One of the great powers of the new business culture... Because that's when most important people will be working.
It's true.
Right? We should email them. And then he also says...
Yeah, people that don't answer their emails on the weekends, I have zero respect for you. You can take your work-life balance and shove it. You either want to get ahead or you don't.
Well, and that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he says also, we should email them from... Now, this I don't... Because I don't have many, many accounts. So he says, email them from different accounts at the same time. Follow them from Twitter. Add them to LinkedIn and comment on their Instagram pictures. The idea is to trick them into thinking they know you from somewhere.
Wait, what? I thought he works for these people.
No, he's giving you hacks about how to be successful. He's from Silicon Valley.
Wait a second. What's he doing? He's stalking
soliciting people on social?
No.
He's stalking people?
Oh, God. See, okay. Put aside...
Does he work for me or not?
No, he's trying to... He's trying to engage with you.
Okay.
So let's say he's trying to engage with you. So he's going to follow you on, he's saying, follow you on Twitter, LinkedIn, comment on your Instagram pictures. Mm-hmm. The idea is to trick you into thinking know him from somewhere.
And then what happens?
Then you're like got this, there's like this connection.
I don't know. Sounds like a stalker move.
Yeah, I'd probably just flag all of his emails.
And then he emails me a bunch of times from different emails. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, then. Hear about this one.
Do you?
No. Jake? I mean, in fact, my email would probably pick it up as spam.
What do you think? Giancarlo's on a plane, or I would call, find out.
I think it's pretty easy to, I mean, at least for me, if someone's commenting on my stuff as if they knew me, and the second I go, do I know you? I don't even pay them any mind. Mm.
Okay. I don't even think I'd ask them if I know them.
No, but in my head, the second I thought that, I'd be like,
This guy's a nut job. What else you got?
All right, I don't like those ones. Well,
what other stalkery stuff does he have?
Okay, light your halo. Well, this is why I don't like this one. What? Have a game plan to appear more confident than he really is, which is lighting your own halo. This means make people like you. So you put a grin on your face, you're super nice. So when people hear your name, it doesn't matter if they can't remember what you said, at least you made them feel good. So like, I'm like, hey, Jovi, I'm really nice to you. And you're like, you can't really remember, but you have this kind of inside thing like, oh yeah, she kind of made me feel good. Okay. Even though I don't remember what the hell her name was.
Manus.
Does that make...
This guy kind of sounds like the Sunset Strip killer.
I agree.
He sounds like a cheesy, like, try to make connections LA guy.
Yeah.
Do you want me to continue?
Like a failed, pickup artist that's trying to do business now.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Like, what kind of business is what
this
I
This is just
know
bad
here.
Advice.
Yeah.
The kind of business where you never know what he actually does.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, no, we got to connect.
Guy.
We got to link up.
Totally him. Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep going with this great advice? You know what? I'm going to keep going.
I think he sold Janice this list when he emailed her.
Yes! Five different emails!
Use exclamation marks. Even if that seems really annoying, because actually exclamation marks act like a smile.
They show passion, enthusiasm, and confidence in your own statement.
Or that you're a 12-year-old girl.
But be aware of using triples. So never go triple exclamation marks.
Okay. Why?
Because that just gets on people's nerves.
Oh.
This one, okay, this last
one here.
That's
overzealous.
This last one here, I believe in. Don't get drunk at work.
I call bullshit on that one.
No.
She does. Wait. She marched into work on Monday and goes, I did Molly for the first time.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. And then proceeded to tell me about a sexual escapade involving Cheez-Its.
Oh, man.
It has no fear of me. Oof. None. Zero fear of me. Oof. And then told me that's why it took Monday off, to do drugs and have sex with Cheez-Its. And it didn't come. Oh, no, not Tuesday it told me.
Okay. Do you want me to continue? It says after...
It keeps going.
I'm just saying...
You don't have anything about the fact that Nicole is a druggie and has sex with weird processed food?
I didn't... Let's just...
They're made with 100% real cheese.
Thank you. I just want to point out that I didn't have sex with them. It wasn't like a bestiality in a product statement.
What'd you do with them, man?
They're not an animal.
I prefer to keep a few things private, but let's just say they were involved.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah, how?
You told Jillian that?
Yeah, and I...
Well, I was actually telling Chloe,
and
but,
I've been through so
listen.
Much this year. It's like, I can't...
I don't know if I'd come in and tell my boss that I just stuck a cheesy in my Yabba Dabba Doo.
I didn't stick a cheesy in my Yabba Dabba Doo, and I didn't come in and tell her that. I told her I dropped Molly. Oh. Come on, turn off your phone.
I don't know who that is.
Could you turn it up even louder? Can I just finish this?
Wait... How are you going to let this her off the hook for this?
Because I don't know where to go with the fact she stuck a cheesy in her Yabba Dabba Doo.
I didn't stick a cheesy in my Yabba Dabba Doo. I just said they were involved.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
We're not getting into it.
You place them on your body and somebody ate them?
Ew. Getting closer.
Oof. Yuck.
Oof.
I know, right? And who eats Cheezies. When they're doing drugs?
Cheez-Its didn't taste any better. I mean, like, they couldn't have tasted any better.
I don't
after
like
Molly.
That we're advocating drugs.
We're
I don't
not.
Think that's a wise idea.
Who advocated drugs? Didn't I ever tell you about the time that I did? Isn't Molly just ecstasy?
The pure form of ecstasy.
Oh, I've never done. How about this? That's how old I am. I've actually never done Molly. When I was a kid, it was called ecstasy. I never told you about that story.
Yes.
How I called my mom.
Yep.
Yeah, from a payphone.
Yeah.
And asked why she didn't make my lunch anymore. Yeah, I never did I never did that drug again after that.
Wow, this was
I was 19. What do you want from me? Anything else?
Oh, there was more, but
what's up, girl?
Hello, G. I've got a question for you. Go ahead, Janice.
What was the question?
Okay, so Janice pulled a segment about a guy who wrote a book about the cheating code?
It's called Work Hacks.
Yeah, the cheater.
The cheat code.
Cheat code. And this nut job says,
okay.
He says, to read it, the email stalker. We think he's a stalker. What do you think?
All right.
What would you do if someone did this to you? Oh, right. God, Manus. Could you be less prepared? All right, here we go.
No, seriously, what are you asking me?
All right, here
we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a guy. He's written a book called The Cheat Code. And these are 9 ways to get ahead in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
So this is from a Silicon Valley guy.
Got it.
So he's saying all these, he's got all these tips. But he says one of the tips is to email on weekends. Because he says this is one of the great powers of the new business culture. And he says, bombard your target with emails, especially at weekends, because that's when the most important people will be working.
How much would you hate that?
Right. So let me tell you the book that I'm going to write.
Okay.
It's called Don't Do That Dit, because I will block you.
Yeah.
Really? So you wouldn't want that?
Multiple emails, G.
Yeah.
And unless it's someone in my inner circle, that is like calling me. Remember when you're not supposed to call your friends after a certain hour at their parents' house when you're growing up?
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so this.
Yeah, I told you. Douchey shorts, that guy.
So then this guy's going on to say
to
email them from different accounts. Obviously, this feeds into what you're saying. And he says at the same time, he says follow them on Twitter, add them to LinkedIn, and
this
comment.
Guy is Stalker Central and a rookie.
That's what I said.
And what's even worse is he doesn't have a strong network to do business because he's obviously hasn't invested the time to create an infrastructure to pick up the phone.
Aha! See?
So then
it works real simple. When I want to do something in an area that I don't know, I first study my contact list and determine who would know. Call them. There's a relationship. Listen, I want to run something by you. Go ahead. Perfect example. I needed to call a major executive the other day who's become a personal friend because we're trying to figure out a better way and a more efficient way to do something within our business. I said, here's what I'm trying to do. Do you know? He goes, no, but send me the companies you want. I'll call my friend who's the president of this company, and I'll get you the names, emails, and contact information. So you can go ahead and do it directly and mention him. That's effective. But that email will get written maybe on a Sunday night, but sent on a Monday morning. So it's the top of their inbox. People don't check their email that way on the weekends because they're so burnt out.
Yeah.
They're just burnt out.
Not only that, this guy is like, he says bombard you with emails from different accounts.
Yeah, like that's going to get anywhere.
Yeah, no.
So I guess that his idea of the trick is to trick them into thinking they know you from somewhere, I guess.
Can you believe that? What a douche face.
Well, he says he's from Silicon Valley.
He's a douche, right, G?
Yep.
Yeah.
Big D.
Big D.
With the big D.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, G.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the big D. Douchey douche.
No. All right.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.